I always feel the pressure to find the perfect gift for my relatives. In this case, whether you're sending an unforgettable gift or treating yourself to everyday perfection, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. For me, I'm not just into steaks. I like all types of meat. That's why I'll usually get the Winter's Bestseller Pack. It comes with juicy fillets, chicken breast, pork chops, and even burgers. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. A family-owned company with over 100 years of experience in the meat industry. Save big on unforgettable gifts with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide and earn an extra 20% off select favorites during their cyber sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code YUM at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Go to omahasteaks.com to get 50% off site-wide plus an extra 20% off select favorites and more limited-time deals during their cyber sale. And use promo code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
But when you look at statistics and like the increase in sugar in our diet and how much we're having, like right now, kids ages 4 to 8 years old are consuming like 50 pounds of sugar a year. Used to, like, type 2 diabetes wasn't even a thing in kids. And it can be like preventable with what we're eating. And so to us, like, it is important to have better options, because then you literally saving your life and your health.
Everyone, if you're looking to be inspired, motivated, educated, and entertained, you have come to the right place. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast, the podcast where we explore your fitness, life mindsets, and actions that help you become unstoppable. You're worth it, and it's time to finally make changes in your life that will last you the rest of your life. Welcome to the Bomb Mom Podcast. I'm Melissa Vogel, your host. If you are returning to the show, welcome back. If you're brand new, welcome. You've landed on another good one. Make sure you go back and listen to all of them. But just know that we could not do this podcast without you guys. Every download, every subscription, every rate, every review makes a huge difference. And we are well over 100 episodes now. I think we're at episode like 106 or 105. I'm not even sure. I got to go back and look. But we couldn't do this without your support. So thank you. It just means the world to me. Make sure you guys are sending me emails. Go to info@melissavogelfitness.com. Shoot me an email. Let me know what other topics you want us to cover. Love hearing from you guys. Also follow me on Instagram. It's Melissa Vogel. So ITS Melissa Vogel. And shoot me a DM. I try to answer all of them as quickly as I can. And I personally answer all of them. So shoot me a DM if you want. Find me on Facebook, Melissa Vogel Fitness. We're everywhere. You can also go to busytobombfitmom.com. We're everywhere. So let me know what you think. Today we're diving into sugar. We have Brittany Sewell on, and she is the creator and co-founder of Ezer Snacks, also pronounced and heard as Easier Snacks. And she is a homeschooling mama to 4 kids from Texas. And she's a health and fitness coach. She's a yoga instructor. And she's also the author of the book, Simply Sugar-Free Cookbook. And today we are talking all about the impacts of sugar on ourselves and our kids. You know, sugar is really tricky, and it's in so many different foods. And through Brittany's journey, she has really realized that, oh my gosh, it's in everything. Oh my God, it's really hard to cut cold turkey. And holy crap, I don't want to miss out on anything. And then that's how these amazing snacks were born. We're talking about protein cakes and edible cookie dough. You guys have to try them. They taste phenomenal. The birthday cake, the oatmeal cookie, the chocolate chip cookie dough, like, wow. They're protein cakes. They come in like a bag, so almost like a protein bag. You scoop it out, you put it in a mug, add water, put it in your microwave, and you have a cake there to eat. And we always think like, oh, treats, you know, late night, kids are in bed. No, you guys, you can feed these to your kids and give them to them like before practice. You know, if my daughters are out the door for volleyball, we just need like a quick something grab and go, but I don't want her eating crap or more sugar or carbs. Like, she needs some protein to go with that too. boom, pop this in the microwave. We're good to go. We also have a discount code for you guys too. It's Vogel, V-O-G-E-L. And you can use that at checkout and save 10% off on these products too. But I am always on the lookout for alternatives because they're out there. And when I heard about this company, I was like, oh yes. And Brittany's background, I'm like, we need to have her on the show and dive into sugar. So you guys hear the message again about how toxic it is, how much it's affecting you and your kids. You don't have to live like that. You can like just make such drastic changes to their overall health, behavior, attention, skin for teens by cutting out the crap in their diet. But then, you know, we don't want them to like miss out on everything. So this is a way to have a great alternative. So that's what we dive in today with Brittany. I want you guys to keep pulling out your products and the ingredient labels, the nutrition labels. Learn, what are you looking for? In my program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom, this is something that we cover. We take an entire week on nutrition. It's week two. And I teach and coach you guys how to pay attention, do your ingredient labels. How do you eat to be fit for the rest of your life? Not just for 6 weeks or lose weight. And learning the food and the ingredient labels is a huge part of that. It's not just me saying, here's a meal program, follow this and eat. Well, that doesn't really help you in the long run. And how do you really pass that on to your kids? We want your kids learning how to eat as well. Don't you? Don't you want to be able to like, hey, you know, as you're going off to college or you're helping me at the grocery store, like this is what you're looking for. And this is why. This is what you want to eat. And this is why. We want them to know because knowledge is power, and that's going to help them grow into healthy, strong adults and then teach their kids. You guys, you're making generational changes when you learn and you educate yourself. And that's what my program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom, is all about. It's not slapping a Band-Aid on anything. She also has this free tool that we talk about, and it's got ingredients on it that you can print off or save on your phone, take a screenshot of it or whatever. We're going to put the link to that in the show notes too. That's going to help you identify things in labels of hidden sugar, what to look for, what to avoid, because like we say, it's hidden. They sneak it in under different names, and then we're like, oh my God, I thought it didn't have sugar. No, it does. It's just called something different. So she's got that tool too. And I love tools like that because in Bomb Mom program, I give you guys a naughty list, and it's a whole list of ingredients to avoid when you're picking out crackers and cookies and any type of food that you're eating, because you guys, this is stuff we just don't know. Our parents didn't teach us, you know, they don't teach us in school. Doctors get very little nutritional training that we talked about in a podcast a few weeks ago. So it's up to us to educate ourselves and then to educate our kids so that they have an understanding. All right. So, okay, I'm going to stop talking because we need to hear from Brittany and dive into this episode. As always, if you guys are looking to change your life and become a Bomb Mom, book a call with me. I'm going to put the link in the show notes. Let's see if this program's a fit for you. We onboard new clients every single month. So maybe this month is a great month for you to get started. If not, hey, maybe you can do one of our challenges. Get into a Bomb Mom challenge. It is not going to hurt anything. So I'll put both those links in the show notes. Also, we have swag. We do sales all the time. Check out our Bomb Mom swag. Get the shirts, get the sweatshirts, get things for your kids. They're great. It was something people were just asking for. And they're like, we want Bomb Mom stuff and we want to support. So now we finally have it. So make sure you guys go on, check that out, get your Bomb Mom swag, and just enjoy the show, you guys. We'll talk to you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Bomb Mom podcast. Today I am here with Brittany Sewell. Welcome to the show, Brittany.
Yes, I'm excited to be here.
Yes, you have an amazing product. Ezer snacks. Oh my God. So I got to try some, you guys, before she came on, and they are yummy. And I have to tell you, I've tried a lot. I have been sent a lot of stuff that I don't want. People just like to send it to me and I try, and they're like, try this. And I can just taste how like fake and gross it is. Your snacks and your like edible cookie dough and the protein cakes, they taste like something that was just freshly baked.
Yeah. Well, they are fresh.
They are.
We make them fresh weekly in a commercial kitchen. So when you order, they are fresh.
Okay.
It's like someone made them and just gave them to you, a friend.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like the cookie dough is like something I just mixed up in a bowl and then I'm just like eating. So we'll dive all into to the Ezra snacks. I love it because you got to tell me about the name and everything too. So we'll dive into that. But you're a homeschooling mama, four kids from Texas. And we actually found you and came in contact because one of our coaches, Julie, lives in Texas. And she's like, I don't think she's that far from me.
Yep, from Texas.
And you have a fitness and health background as well. You're a yoga instructor and you're the author of Simple Sugar-Free Cookbook. Is that the name? Simple Free Sugar?
Simply Sugar-Free Cookbook. Yep.
And you're also the creator and co-founder of Ezra Snacks. I love it. So I really want to dive into your journey. Like, how did you guys create these snacks and think edible cookie dough, like need to make this and put it out on the market?
Yeah. I will tell you, I like to call myself, I'm a recovering picky eater because I always like worked out. I played collegiate sports for a couple of years. So I was always active, but I ate junk, you know, like growing up, it was just like, I lived in a small town. It was mostly junk food, not a lot of options. Plus, I mean, I grew up with a single mom and back in the 90s, most of our food was like, you know, microwavable stuff or, you know, one pot things you boil and add some sauce to macaroni. No, but it was just a bunch of junk. And I mean, that's what I ate and I enjoyed it. I never really found a reason to eat anything else because I was active, felt healthy. And then when in 2014, I had my first baby, my son, Xander. And that's when I was like, whoa, like in a couple months, I'm going to start feeding this baby and he's going to eat what I eat, right? Like, I don't want him to eat junk, even though I do. But he's going to eat what I eat. So I have to make some changes. So honestly, I was set myself up to like challenge myself to eat what he ate. Like I did what's called baby led weaning. So I didn't do like jarred. I wasn't like eating his baby food out of a jar, but I would like, you know, steam veggies and give them to him whole and he would hold them and start eating and chewing and whatever. And so I would start him out on, you know, green beans and I'm like, okay, I'm going to try some green beans too. And so I began to kind of eat with him and get a different vegetable every week as I grocery shopped. I literally prayed over my taste buds. Cause when I tell you I'm a recovering picky eater, like the vegetables I ate were like corn if I had to, because it was kind of easy, like, okay, I'll put this on my plate if you cook for me. Or I would say like, okay, I like potatoes in the form of fries or pickles. I literally did not eat vegetables. So now I eat so many vegetables, like totally changed. But back then it just kind of started with becoming a mom and realizing like, I have to do better for my kids' sake, because otherwise we're just all going to be headed down a bad path.
It's like this baby diet that you like came up with, which is actually really brilliant because here you're feeding this new life and they're starting to eat foods.
Right.
There's no freaking reason why we can't be eating that same fresh, healthy food.
Right. And we all should be actually.
Yeah. I love that idea. So anyone who's going to be having a baby, like if you want to lose weight and get healthy and like actually get your act together, eat what your baby eats.
Yeah. Yeah. And don't throw a bunch of junk in it. Like they don't need a bunch of seasoning and salt and even like sugar, you know, like things like that. Like just keep it basic. And it's actually really good. You start to understand and appreciate the, you know, natural flavors that come from the earth and from nature, you know, for us. But so, I mean, that's kind of where it started. So I did that. And at the same time, I began seeing like some, I don't remember, I think there were some blog posts back then, some different things I saw about sugar addiction. And I mean, I was definitely addicted to sugar. I worked in an office at the time. I remember I would go to like an office down the hallway and they would have these like mini, you know, candies. And I would like, you know, eat a couple in front of them, but then like, I'd go to the back room, like stuff my pockets, go back to my office and just eat them. Like, it was just like, cause once you eat one, you just got to keep eating them. And I was like, kind of like, it was slow during that time. Cause it was summer and I worked at a university. So it was like, I was just in my office alone. I was just, you know, so I was very aware of my own sugar addiction and then started thinking and reading and seeing things about how like kids start their lives addicted to sugar. Like we just start them out and they're addicted. Like we literally get our kids addicted to something as they begin their life and as they begin eating. It was just like, whoa. So that kind of like shocked me and kind of like put me in this new mindset. So I challenged myself to a year of no sugar. So I started 2015 and I gave up sugar and I was like, I'm going to blog about this. I'd been blogging for a while. So I was like, I'm going to blog about this and just share my journey. I told myself from the beginning, I'm not going to feel defeated or like I failed if I do have sugar. Cause I understand it's hidden. As I started reading some books, I was like, it's hidden in a lot of things. So if I realize, oh, I just ate sugar, I'm not going to feel like a failure. I'm just going to change it from then. Like, no, I'm not going to eat that again. Or, I mean, I think it took me 6 or 7 months of the year of no sugar before I realized there was sugar in bacon, because it just wasn't something I looked for. It was like, it's meat. It like wasn't in my head that there would be sugar in it. And now it's like, yeah, things like that. And so I let that year be a learning year too. I read some books during that year. I knew I was going to learn as I went. It wasn't like a, you know, I mean, I did like, I wasn't going to like go eat a Pop-Tart or,
right.
Know, but it was like obvious things I was going to stay away from. But as I learned, I was going to implement more.
So, that's what I was going to ask is like, what did you define no sugar as? Cause I get asked that a lot. Like people are like, I'm going to do no sugar. What does that mean, Melissa? What should I be avoiding? Like just no candy. Right. And I'm like, well, how strict are you going? Because like you said, sugar's a freaking everything.
Yeah.
You know, even like peanut butter. I can't believe.
Oh yeah. How much sugar?
Yes. It's added to peanut butter. And I'm like, ladies, just look at your jar. Cause we have new members coming into my group all the time. And week two, we train on nutrition. And so I have them post all their food. I'm like, let me see what you're eating. And I want to see the jars in the back and everything. And she was posting her like Jif peanut butter or something. And I was like, did you see that there's added sugar? And she's like, well, it's peanut butter. I'm like, literally peanuts, salt. And like, that's about it.
Yeah.
So how strict did you get? Like when you said, okay, no sugar, were you like no fruit sugar or were you like no obvious like candy sugar?
I mean, really it was more added sugars. Although I did go into it learning about, I tried to minimize the amount of fruit I was eating and like choose fruits wisely, if that makes sense.
So like, oh, it's so smart.
Instead of just eating bananas a lot, you know, cause they're higher, or, you know, eating all the delicious summery fruits. Like I used to just eat like half a cantaloupe, just sit there and eat it, you know, which is, it just, I chose not to do it at the time. So I began to eat more berries and things like that. As I like told people, and I trained people on like giving up sugar and would do like training videos, kind of like what you're talking about, and taught them like how to read nutrition labels. Like you have to look at the ingredients added, not, you know, I would let myself use like an apple and almond butter with no added sugar as like my go-to when I was like really like detoxing from sugar. That would be my go-to. Like, oh, I want something sweet so bad. Go get an apple and almond butter and eat that. And so in the beginning, I would eat a little like more fruit, but as it went on, I kind of tried to like make it like 2 servings of lower sugar fruit a day, you know, and I would allow some, I mean, probably like the first 6 or 8 months, I really didn't do a lot of like alternative things. Like I just didn't eat cookies or anything like that. It wasn't until later in that first year that I was like, okay, I think there was a weekend I went to like a bachelorette party, 2 birthday parties, a shower, something like 3 or 4 events in one weekend. And there were so many options of desserts. And I was like, okay, I need something like, okay. So I felt like I was, after going to these parties, I was about to hit this like deprivation, maybe putting me into binge mode. And so I think that was important to like really notice that for myself. But also it kind of got me back in my kitchen, because after that weekend of multiple parties, like saying no to all the desserts, and this was probably 6 months into no sugar, I was like, I've got to get in my kitchen and make something that's a treat for me, but better for me without, without refined sugar, without artificial sweeteners. But so I used natural things. I used, and I've learned as I've gone, but I've used, you know, like honey and maple syrup are okay. I'll use like low glycemic sweeteners, like coconut sugar or maple sugar, sometimes a little bit of like a really good quality stevia, you know, things like that. And so that's when I began kind of getting in the kitchen and making things. And I realized at the same time, like, I'm going to have to figure out how to make things. Cause I can't, I mean, at the time I probably wasn't sure at that time, I wasn't sure I was going to continue being sugar-free. Really. It was like, get to the end of this year. By the end of that year, I was pregnant again. So I was really like, I'm ready to finish this year challenge. I'm ready to like have me something sweet and enjoy something that I've been missing out on. And so I did do that. I finished a year. I celebrated with like a Funfetti cake, some Sour Patch Kids, some Red Hot candy. And then, yeah, I did. And then I threw up. I was out to eat with some friends and I barely made it out of the restaurant before I threw up in the flower bed right outside the door. Like people are coming in to eat dinner. I'm throwing up and I'm like, it's not their food. It's just me.
And it was, yeah. Oh my God. That's true. Cause it totally made it look like,
yeah, their food was,
isn't that interesting that like your body couldn't even handle that anymore. I'm always talking about my kids and like how weird they're, just not normal. Like whatever normal is, and their taste buds just aren't the same. And my boyfriend, he's getting used to like how we eat and what we do and what my kids can handle and can't handle. And again, we tried giving them just like even sparkling water at Costco the other day, the samples that they were giving out. And I've told my pop story before of how my kids have never had pop. They've never had soda. Like it's a really big deal if they get apple juice or even like lemonade. And I'm like, well, if you want to know what pop is like, take, you know, try this. And they couldn't even handle it because of the fizz in their nose and stuff. But even like super sweet candy. We took them to the movies not that long ago. And I'm like, you can have some popcorn and like, you can pick one thing like M&Ms or whatever. Everyone was so sick.
Oh,
and we threw it off. I was sick for a week.
Oh my word.
It's not even worth it
at that point.
It wasn't. And I was like, never again will we do that, because it wasn't even fun. It took all the fun out of it. It wasn't even worth it. But like, isn't that crazy how like the addiction, like your body becomes addicted to it and it like can handle that.
Right. And wants it. Yeah.
It wants it. But then when you take it away and you heal from it,
mm-hmm.
totally different.
Yeah, for sure. So that's kind of how it all started, you know, and then from those recipes, you know, like I said, I like fell in love with cooking. I wasn't a cook. Like when I think back to my first couple years of marriage, like I definitely shopped down like the freezer section way more because that's what I knew. And now like I'd never go down there, maybe for some like steamable edamame or something for us to snack on, but really like nothing.
I don't either.
Yeah. And now I'm like, I think that getting back in the kitchen and kind of figuring out some recipes for myself and for my family, it's kind of what made me fall in love with cooking. Now I love being in the kitchen. I love coming up with recipes. So I would share the recipes. And from there, I wrote my sugar-free cookbook, the Simply Sugar-Free Cookbook. People kept kind of telling me, you should write a cookbook. You should. And I was like, why not?
That's what I was going to ask. Like, were people asking you like, what are you eating? Like, what are these snacks you're making? What are you doing? So you came up with a cookbook.
Yes. Cause I mean, after with my son, I ate sugar when I was pregnant with him. He was my first baby. I ate whatever. I mean, I had so much ice cream during that pregnancy. And
we always screw up the first one.
Right. It's like, I'm pregnant, do whatever I want. I gained 75 pounds. It still blows my mind how much weight I gained. And afterwards I was the smallest I've ever been. I mean, I was teaching yoga like crazy, but also like my body, what I tell people is like, when you give up sugar, your body begins to like lose some of the fat that it's holding onto. Like it just does. Like, and a lot of times around your midsection, and it's crazy, but I was just different. It like really changed my body. And then into my next pregnancies, I didn't need as much sugar. I only gained like 25 pounds, like way different, you know, but still ate plenty of great stuff and like made my own sweet things. But so I wrote the sugar-free cookbook, and then people were like, I love the recipes, you know, but I really wish you could just make it for me. And I was like, no, you know, but then it kind of spurred us on to thinking bigger and to create a snack company. So that's kind of how it just all began. And so
I love it. Yeah. Now, can we get our hands on this cookbook now?
Yes, you can. So you can get it on the Ezra Snacks website or on Amazon, either one.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. You guys, I said it wrong before, so I'm going to say it. Simply Sugar-Free Cookbook.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And it's mostly like sweet treats. There are some savory things in there, but it has my whole story of giving up sugar. It has a lot of like healthier swaps you can use. Talks a lot about that, but then it also has a ton of sweet things because it's the things you're going to miss. You know, like you can cook a dinner without sugar.
Yes.
It's like the sweet things. Like, how do I make a pecan pie for Thanksgiving or different things like that? You know, how do I make cookies with my kids or popsicles with my kids and things like that? So there's a lot of options, and like 75% of the cookbook is gluten-free as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. I love that it came out of you realizing like, okay, this is all sugar-free. Like I'm doing the sugar-free thing. This is all cool and stuff, but like, man, this could really send me into a binge. And you had like FOMO.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Like this whole fear of missing out, or you were missing out, but most people can't identify that I'm doing this thing. And if I don't do something to make this sustainable for me,
right,
I'm going to like go downhill and fast.
Yes.
And I love that this is how it was born. Yes. Okay. So why Ezra Snack? Why that name?
So, okay, we actually were going to name it Simply More Snacks back in the day. And we had some business advisors. We really liked the word simply, apparently, from a cookbook and all sorts of things. But we had some business advisors that were like, that's basically, it's too plain. If you Google that, you're going to be like so far down the list, no one will ever be able to find you. They won't remember it. You need something memorable and that you can find easy. And I was kind of like frustrated. I was like, no, I don't want to rename it. No, you know, like I was kind of feeling stubborn, but my husband was like, pushing me to like start thinking. And he's like looking up all these crazy like Hebrew and Greek words. And I'm just like, just stop. I'm like, no, you know, frustrated. And then I was like, wait, what about? And I remembered a book I read back in college probably. And the word God named Eve when he created Eve was Ezra Kenegdo. I don't know if I say the full thing right, but that's how I pronounce it. And so I said that, and he was like, let's look it up. So we looked it up, and the word Ezer, it's only used when he named Eve. And then it's used again in the Bible when God comes through to like save people, to like save their lives.
Okay.
With that. And so the word means lifesaver or helper. And our like desire for Ezer snacks, our snacks would be a lifesaver and a helper for people. And that may sound dramatic for some people, but when you look at statistics and like the increase in sugar in our diet and how much we're having, like right now, kids ages 4 to 8 years old are consuming like 50 pounds of sugar a year. Like they're literally eating their weight in sugar every year. And used to, like, type 2 diabetes wasn't even a thing in kids. And now it is. And there's just so many diseases that are happening, you know, heart disease and things like that, that are linked to our diet, even though maybe we don't always see that it's like linked totally back to our diet. It is. And it can be like preventable with what we're eating. And so to us, like, it is important to have better options, because then you literally saving your life and your health, you know. And that's hard for people to see, I think, because it's like, it's hard to see this like long-term, like how it's affecting you. But if you like, just see the little steps make big changes, you know. It's like little things that you begin to change will shift things for you and your family and your kids. And so it's important to us to like help families with that. And we wanted, you know, the things that we're getting in the kitchen and making, we wanted to make it more available to families so that, you know, we kind of use a play on words. Like everyone says it wrong. Like when we told the business advisors the idea, they thought it was easier. And I was like, oh, well, that is a good idea, but it's actually Ezer. But they were like, well, what if people pronounce it wrong? We're like, oh, well, at least people will be talking about it. Like,
yeah,
like, wait, how do you say it? How do you say it? And in some of our like copy work, like on our website and things like that, you will see like making snacking easier. I think one of our shirts says snacking made easier. And like do that as a play on words, like E-Z-E-R, you know, but it's kind of a fun little, like, no one
really wants
to say it until they hear us.
That's totally cool. And I love that the real meaning is like a lifesaver, you know, because you totally are. And you brought up a good point of like, you know, people just don't see the long-term effects of like what this will do to them. And it's because sugar doesn't kill us right away.
Right.
You don't eat it and then get fat. Like,
yeah,
poof, next day, oh my God, I shouldn't have ate that. Look what happened.
Exactly.
It's such a slow, gradual killer to us and our children and their behavior. It's like, it just blows my mind. And people just, when they look at those stupid labels,
they're
not stupid.
Oh yeah.
But when people look at the label and they're like, oh my God, this many calories, and look, this is low cal or this is low fat. And I'm like, look at the sugar. How much sugar is in that? And they're like, well, why? And I try to always explain to people, I'm like, look, when you look at ingredient labels, look at it this way, because unused and unburned sugar just gets stored as fat, right? I mean, there's whole science behind it, and our liver and like all the stuff, whatever. Basically, unused sugar, fat. So if you're looking at something and it's got like 25 grams of sugar in it, I want you to pretend that that's saying 25 grams of fat. Because how are you going to burn that off?
Yeah.
And they're like, are you serious? No, are you tricking? No. And I'm like, I'm dead serious.
Yeah.
And I don't, we don't have, obviously, like I said, we don't have pop in the house, or so they say soda out here in California. And someone dropped, I think one of the workers like working on the kitchen or whatever had a can, a bottle of Coke, and I picked it up and it was like 35 grams, I think, in one bottle of Coke. And I was like, holy crap. I couldn't help myself when he came back out, and I was like, is this yours? Is this your Coke? He's like, yeah. And I'm like, just so you know, that's a lot of sugar.
Oh, yeah. And that's not like, a lot in my house.
Right. So you could take it out to your truck. But people are, they're just clueless. And I love that you are offering something, because people are like, well, what am I supposed to eat? What am I supposed to feed my kids? Like, oh my God, Melissa, we can't all eat like you and be like you. And I'm like, shut up. There are options out there. And when I saw yours, I was like, yes, she gets it. This is an easier snack. And
there you go.
Your kids.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think like that excuse is like, it's just gone now. Like there's, you can't say that like there are options. Like in 2015, when I first gave up sugar, there weren't a lot of options. It was very hard to find store-bought stuff at all. Now I could give you a name of like 50 different snacks that I would say, go get for your kids. I mean, when I teach people about sugar, I do tell them like, you don't just want to replace all the sugar with like healthier options. Like the fruit, I don't want to eat like, you know, tons of like watermelon and cantaloupe all day long. Like there is a balance. You know, you don't just want to like just make cookies all the time, healthier, but eat them all the time. You know, there's a balance, and we want to slowly decrease the amount of sugar, whether it's natural or not, that we're having. But there are options that you can switch to for your kids' lunchbox, yeah. for your kids to have treats and not feel deprived or feel left out. Like, and hey, if they do feel a little left out, who cares? Because you're setting them up for better health in the future. That's what I try to tell my kids. Like, you're going to feel better. Or like right now we're going to go on a vacation soon. And I'm like, look, because there's a lot of options for people as I've gotten older, like whether it's church or random friends, like people like want to give them things. I'm like, y'all have to be aware, you know, they're 7 and 5. There's some awareness because they know, but I'm like, I need you to say no if they ask you. Like, don't make it just me, because we're about to go on this trip. And guess what sugar does to your immune system? It actually lowers the power of your immune system by 70%. I'm like, do you want to get sick? We're already going to be traveling, staying in a hotel, going to different climates. Like, you're already going to be feeling all these new things, mm-hmm. and your body's going to be fighting all these things. Like, don't add sugar to the mix, because I don't want to be sick on vacation. You know, like, nobody wants that. And so I'm just like trying to teach my kids, like, we're choosing this for like a better health in the long term. Like, so you won't struggle, you know, and things like that. And just being honest with my kids about it.
Hey, so I thought this would be a good time to give you guys a little bit more information on my online program, Busy to Bomb Fit Mom. If you are looking to be motivated, inspired, finally get off your butt and do the things that you want to do with your health and your fitness and your workout and your body and hit those goals, we need to talk. Busy to Bomb Fit Mom is a full online program. It's a 90-day program that's going to get you into the best shape of your life. Now, is it an easy diet plan to follow or all these amazing workouts that I'm just going to hand you on a silver platter? No. This program is going to love and support you. It's going to motivate you, get you heading in the right direction. But you don't have to do it alone. You're going to have an entire support system with you. You're going to have me as your coach, coaching you on nutrition, your workouts. I become your virtual personal trainer. So if this is something that you're looking for and you just need that extra push and someone on your heels telling you that you're worth it and it's time, we need to talk. Visit www.busytobombfitmom.com. Book a call with me. Let's see if this is a fit for you. All right, back to the show.
Tell me more about what you know about how the sugar directly impacts your body. I love how you said that it affects your immune system, because that's so true. And right now we need healthy immune systems.
Right.
We need our body to do what it's freaking designed to do. And it can, if you keep the shit out of it,
yes,
you know,
I agree. Yeah. But
focus behavior.
Yes. So, I mean, in general, the way sugar affects the brain is like insane. They did a study on a mouse and they gave it morphine and sugar, and it got to choose, and it went back for sugar versus morphine. Like this, like thought that, and like they like tested the brain of this mouse with like cocaine and sugar, and the same receptors are going off in the brain with sugar. Like people who know what they're talking about say sugar is the most like widely accepted drug in America, because we just accept it and we like push it. And I truly believe
they get like fun colors,
right? And we're like, oh, the colors. Yeah. And I think the food industry knows that. They found out that sugar is addictive, and they began to slip it into so many things that, so that you come back for more, because your body does want more. Like people ask me all the time, like, isn't just a little bit of sugar okay? And honestly, like if I'm being honest, no, it's not, because it is addictive. That's like saying, isn't just a little bit of cocaine okay? You know, cause like your body's just going to keep wanting more and more and more and more. And I mean, I'm telling you, if you slowly start to give yourself like, well, I don't really eat sugar, but I'm going to eat this candy bar. I hear people say that all the time. I don't really eat sugar, but today I'm going to have this cake. It's like, well, that's eating sugar. And like, it's just going to make you want more and more, because it's just going to like, it tells your brain, your body tells your brain like, oh, I need sugar to keep going. You know, that's like a huge part of our issue too, is that like the food industry has fed into breakfast, right? Like cereal, Pop-Tarts, muffins, all the things that are just packed with sugar. So you start your day with sugar. You start your kids' days with sugar, right? You get them on a sugar high, you get yourself on the sugar high, and then you crash mid-morning and your body's like, I need more sugar to keep going. And you go up again and then you crash. Then maybe it's, oh, I need more sugar. Maybe you have coffee or a latte full of sugar and go boom. You know, it's just this like cycle of up and down. And so, yeah, it affects our mental focus. So it begins to affect like how we focus. A lot of people will say when they've given up sugar, they notice that they have more focus and less like brain fog. That's a big word I hear a lot, like this fogginess in your brain. It affects your behavior, how kids act. ADHD, like I 100% believe like we're overdiagnosing due to the food diets and the sugar that kids are intaking. Like I said, 50 pounds of sugar a year, ages 4 to 8. That is a little kid eating a lot of sugar in a year. And how that's affecting their behavior, the way they act, the way they are able to focus at school. And then we want to like, it's just this terrible cycle of like, we're feeding them junk. So then they act crazy. They can't focus. They're too rambunctious, or they're just naturally are because they're a kid. And then we want to diagnose them and give them drugs. You know what I mean? It's just, right. We're just like all messed up. And so it's hard. And then obviously it affects our body and like how much weight we gain. And it also affects inflammation. So, you know, a lot of people will notice as they decrease sugar that they aren't having as much joint pain and things like that. And that is huge because so many Americans are just living with pain in their body all the time because of the things they're eating, you know, and for different people, that's different things. But I do believe like as you decrease the sugar intake, you'll begin to notice things like that change for you, for your kids. And it's really crazy and amazing when you, you know, focus in and do it. So,
yeah. And it's, you have to have patience with it.
Right.
You know, and we're in such an instant gratification now society.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, but just go a few days, a week, you know, with this whole, like, I have to have a snack. I have to have a treat. I have to have a dessert. Maybe just cut it out. See what the effects are on your body, your mind, your mood, and your kids.
Yeah.
And learn, you know, actually learn.
Yeah.
And then I love that we do have this, like your products to have, you know, if you do have a craving, you do want something because you guys don't use any refined sugar,
right?
Like anything you do use, it's all natural form in a natural form of it.
Right. And I mean, there's this, in our products on the packaging, like one of the hard things for us was to know what to put on the front, right? Like, yeah, it's a vegan product. So they are like packed with protein because we wanted, it started from a mom who has a kid who always wants a snack, right? And like, we're just feeding them like empty calories and sugar and empty carbs. I mean, and so they're just like still hungry all the time. And so I was like, I need a snack that's going to like fuel my kid. And so like our tagline is fueling fun families and active lifestyles. And we do that through giving them like treats, but that are packed with like protein. So we use plant-based protein, all of our stuff, no dairy. You know, we kept it gluten-free because of so many intolerances. But on the package, I think the battle was just like, what do we put as far as no sugar, zero sugar, no added sugar, no refined sugar, because it is the trickiest tagline out there. And it makes me so mad. I'll tell you why. You kind of mentioned this earlier, but like with nutrition labels and teaching people, it is difficult because so many things will be like zero sugar, 0 grams of sugar. But do you know what they have on their ingredient list? Things like sucralose, you know, aspartame, like kind of got a bad rap. So they're not putting it in there as much, but there are so many hidden names of sugars out there that people will hide things under, whether it's actual sugar or, artificial sweeteners, which are just as bad. So sucralose is Splenda. It is in so many things that say zero sugar, sugar-free or things like that. It's so hard because people are like, look, I found this sugar-free thing. And I'm thinking, I know that has sugar in it, you know, and it's hard. And it's hard to trust those things. And so I think on our protein cakes, we did put no added sugar and we try to like really push our brand on social media to say like, here's what we believe. You know, we didn't put any, even any natural flavors, because sometimes those are added with kind of like a powder that it's the flavors stick to. And it's actually like kind of a sugar. And so we just didn't want any of that. There's no artificial sweeteners. There's no dyes, like our birthday party cookie dough you mentioned, you just love. It has sprinkles. Yeah. And it took us forever to be able to push that out because we needed sprinkles that didn't have dyes in them. So we finally found some great sprinkles and we got to make that. And it is an awesome flavor. It's my favorite.
Oh, it's so good.
And you
it's so good.
You have three daughters. I don't know about you, but my daughter's like sprinkles, like anything sprinkles, wants sprinkles and everything. So she's super pumped about that. But I mean, that is a hard thing. Just these, like when I teach people, it's all the hidden sugars. And I feel like such a Debbie Downer because they get so excited about something. I'm like, oh, there's that. And so when we go over labels and stuff, a lot of times I have this little like pocket thing of like how to find hidden sugars. And it has tons of hidden sugar names on it for people to know that and to be able to like examine the ingredient list, because that's, like we said, that's really where you need to go. Go to the ingredients list, see what's in it.
Yes.
And
do you have that little pocket?
Yes. So that is what I sent you, the link for you to share with your people to put it in.
I love that.
Take a screenshot. You know, back when I created it back in like 2016, I made it for people to like print and put in their wallet or something, which you totally can't. But nowadays you could probably just screenshot and keep it on your phone while you're at the store, you know, or finding a new snack, just open it up and look. But it has tons of, I mean, not even all of them because it's just impossible, but like it has a bunch of names of hidden sugars that I see a lot that you want to kind of steer clear from. And so people can get that totally free through the link. I guess you'll put it in the show notes for them to
see. We'll put all that in the show notes for
them. But so it's a really handy little thing because it's just so tricky out there.
It
the industry definitely like almost sets you up to fail.
And I'm so glad that you brought up the fact that you feel like, or you feel bad, or you don't always be like this Debbie Downer, stuff. But I think that the more we talk about this and the more that we get parents aware and on board and educate them, because most people are like, well, I don't know. And my mom didn't teach me. My parents didn't know that. Right. And it's time to like break the cycle. It's time to stop blaming other people or what your, you know, parents knew or didn't know. Well, now you know, and now you can do something and make a choice about it, but you are going to be going against the flow.
Right.
You know, you're not going to be the norm, and it may look like you're a Debbie Downer, but actually you're like this powerful Pam. I don't know.
It's just going I love that. Powerful Pam. Yeah. Sure. I don't
know. Pam. That's awesome. You know, you can be a powerful Pam.
Yeah.
You're standing your ground and
yeah.
My kids have gone through phases with that. You know, it was like, oh my God, this is so embarrassing. And then they're like, no, this is just mom, the way we live. And now I'm glad that like, I have a teenager and she's like proud of it.
Oh, that's awesome. Like, that's fun to hear. Cause my kids are still young. So I love hearing that.
It's cool. You know, because, well, I've proven myself to her that like, I'm cool in her eyes, you know, and like, but I know my stuff and I walk walk and I talk the talk. So she respects that. And when she goes places, like there, she just went to a birthday party the other weekend and it was just like all the pop and the pizza and the candy. And she went there and was like, I'll have one piece. I'm not going to have any pop. Do you have some water? And it was like, I had some cake, you know, like modification and stuff. And she's like, mom, the amount of cupcakes and sugar and like you scoop this and scoop that. And it was just unreal. And she knows now that like, because I've let them get sick, I've allowed them to have something. She knows what that feels like and how it's going to make her feel. Right. And she's just okay with being different. And I'm sharing this, you guys, and
that's all really the parents
cool like, it's okay to be different.
Yeah.
Like, it's totally okay to be like, yeah, my kid doesn't eat that. Sorry.
Yeah. And you said something really cool. Cause in the beginning, like people will ask like, well, what about your family? Or what about this or that? And I'll tell you, you said like about your daughter respecting you because of, you know, your stuff and you've stuck with it. Right. You haven't been this like, okay, like, you know, for lack of better words, like a diet culture, like we're doing this. Oh no, we're not doing it now. Oh, we're doing this. Yeah. You've stuck with it. And I found that like our family, our extended family, they respect it because of our commitment to it. Right. Like they have learned to respect the way we do things and they aren't overly like sneaking our kids sugar, you know, like, or doing crazy things. Like they honor it. And even at like, well, it only took a couple of years. And even at like holidays, they were like, well, what sugar-free thing can we make? Or how can we make a cheesecake sugar-free? And I would tell them or, you know, and they like, so half of the things we have now are sugar-free, you know, they'll still make some of their favorite stuff, but they're like, they want to make sugar-free things and like do that. And I don't know. It's really fun to watch. Like as people see your commitment, they respect it.
They respect it. Yeah. And it goes right back into like just health and fitness in general too. Of like, do you want your kids to see you starting this diet fad and then getting off and like going to the gym and doing it. And then mom, oh yeah, mom doesn't go to the gym anymore. And I warn clients about all the time when they start working out with me of like, make this be the thing that changed your life and you don't give up. Like now you're a bomb mom because remember your kids are watching and they're like, some of them are always like, oh, my kid doesn't know if I'm going to the gym today. They don't care. And I'm like, oh, they know.
Yeah. Yeah.
They might not ever say it. It might be completely like subconscious in the back of their mind, but they know if your gym shoes are moved or what wrapper was in the trash.
You
snuck something. They're watching. They know.
Right.
I love hearing your story, Brittany, and it just makes me respect your company and your snacks and your treats even more because you guys aren't someone who just like, let's make this and like make a ton of money and like do this because it's cool or whatever. Like you actually have a story and a journey and a need and a knowledge for it.
Yes. Yeah.
So I completely appreciate that. And tell us, you have to tell us about your protein. the protein powder cake that you have in the bag, the protein cakes. Yeah.
Yeah. So we created a 1 minute protein cake. So it's basically like your normal like mug cake. You know, you add a powder, you add water, you microwave it for a minute. The thing we did different is we put it in a bag of 10 servings. So, you know, you can go order like our sampler pack to try them. That's what I sent you, the sample packs.
Yeah.
So you can try each flavor to see which one you like. And then you can go buy a full bag and then you have 10 servings. Cause we're like anywhere you have a microwave, you have a cup or a bowl. So you just pull out a cup or a bowl and you put two scoops in, add some water, microwave it. You get a cake that has 20 grams of protein. It comes in three flavors. Our kids love it. The thing I used to tell people, my daughter was four and she was making it herself. Like if that's not like making it as a mom, like your kid gets to make your own breakfast and you're just drinking coffee and you know, your kid's eating cake. So they're happy, but you know that you're giving them like real ingredients and some protein to like get their day started. You're like rocking it, you know? So it's like, get this for your kids. They will love it, you know? And so we use it as breakfast, late night snacks, little treats, like what Valentine's Day was last week. My daughter, she's such a giver and like a fun gift giver and like writing notes and things like that. She wanted to make her brother a treat. And I was like, oh, we were trying to go somewhere. So I was like, make him a protein cake. And so she made two protein cakes and like stacked them. And it was so sweet and it was awesome. And they all sat there and ate it. And so she did it all by herself and it's just fun. So it's easy.
I don't know why I didn't think of breakfast. You're right. Yeah. That's a totally great breakfast. Easy, quick, on the go for them to use.
Yes.
And like before sports.
Yes.
They
will like fuel them up for that for sure.
And I'm so over them just eating, like you said, like the carb and the empty, like kids need protein just as much, you
right.
know?
Right, right.
Well, not as much yeah. grams, but they need it in their life and they're lacking it. Great thing to just pop in, boom, eat in the car on the way to volleyball.
Cause right.
my girls will have a 2 hour volleyball practice and then go to jujitsu for another wow. hour.
Or yeah. Even. That's yeah. a lot of activity, you know,
that's what yeah. they need. Oh my God. So you have a discount code for us.
Yes, I do.
is it Vogel? I can't remember now, but yes. we'll put it in the show notes.
Vogel. Yeah. Vogel. And awesome. You can save 10% off on your order. Yes. You can try some stuff. See what you like.
Awesome. So. Yes. You guys get to the website. And what's the main website? Tell us where we can find you.
It is ezersnacks.com.
So easy. And yep. we can find you on social media through that yep. as well too.
Same thing. Ezersnacks. Yep. On Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Yes. Oh, perfect. I am so glad you came on today, Brittany. I can't wait to just load my cupboards and my fridge with all of this. And I know there was a little bit with the refrigeration. They're totally safe to travel to you. They'll arrive, but when they yeah. get to you, you should pop them in the fridge, right?
Yeah. Put them in the fridge. They last in the fridge for 2 months or in the freezer for 6 months. And I mean, they ship, like you said, unrefrigerated, they're fine. And they can actually, you know, if you need to like take them for the day to a game or whatever, they can be out of the fridge for a while. It's fine.
They're fine. So,
yeah.
I love that your product will actually die. Like
yeah.
before you do.
That's good to hear. Yeah. Yeah. And
no, I appreciate that like it has to go in the fridge. That yeah. means it doesn't have a ton of crap that's going to make it sit on right. a shelf forever.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. It definitely doesn't like, I mean, you could, the ingredients are things, you know, and so it's kind of great. So makes
yeah.
it definitely easy. And we make it fresh every week and ship it from our commercial kitchen. And yeah. And we're working to get more stores. So we'll see.
I can't wait. Yeah. This is definitely Bomb Mom approved. Uh-huh. I was like, this conversation has to happen. Just another mom talking about the importance of feeding your kids right, cutting back on the sugar, and finding an alternative.
Yes, for sure.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
This podcast episode was a no-brainer.
Awesome. I'm glad. It's been so fun talking. I'm like, all these thoughts, I could just keep talking about things that I'm just passionate right? about a lot of the things you're talking about, you know, as a mom and for other moms. And just to like yes. motivate moms, like, don't feel like you can't do this. Like you can, and it's worth it. You know, it's worth it.
So. That's the key, is it's worth it. Well, when this yeah. goes live on that week, we have to join up on Instagram. We'll go live together.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be awesome. That'd be
and cool. we'll keep the conversation going. Yes. So keep an eye out for that, you guys.
Yeah.
Thanks again for coming on. Everyone use that code Vogel, get your 10% off, check out her website, find them on social media and get your fridge and pantry all stocked up.
Yes. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Brittany. Everyone stay safe, stay healthy.
If you are ready to become a bomb mom, join my free course over at www.melissavogelfitness.com/course. This podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regards to the subject matter covered. This is given with the understanding that neither the host, practice of the practice, or the guest are providing legal, mental health, nutritional, or other professional information. If you need a professional, you should find one.